Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and we've got another jam-packed show for you this time around. We aren't going to France, but that means we get to spend a lot more time in Italy, Germany, and Spain. We've got Kevin Hatchard coming up to see how Harry Kane's getting on over in Germany and to talk about the best team in Germany, which he isn't on for a change. We've got Conor Clancy looking at a scrap for the Scudetto in Milan, a scrap for respectability in Rome, and a scrap for any kind of decency in Naples. But before all of that, we have to start in Spain, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the most respected voices on Spanish football, Mr. Graham Hunter. Graham, welcome to the show.
Mr. S, thank you. I don't quite recognise. Can you verify that description, or have you just had a watch of that?
Well, my sources are my sources, but I stand by my statement for sure. Someone else who has absolutely been making an impression on the world of Spanish football is a certain Mr. Jude Bellingham. In fact, I'll show you my report for La Liga, my little research notes. The first line is Jude Victor William Bellingham. Wow. Ardent fan of his, and I will count myself among them, kind of expected this level of impact, this level of dominance at such a club as Real Madrid, such a dressing room as the one he's walked into.
Yeah, Mo, I'm glad you phrased that the way that you have, because what's easy to say is that the stats are almost mind-numbing. And when you get Carlo Ancelotti 2 days before you and I record this saying, no, we didn't expect him to score so many goals, then it would be easy to get diverted onto only the on-pitch performance. But you cannot perform in the way that Jude is doing, even if you're exceptional, at a new club, in a new language, age 20, unless A, you've grasped what it is you're going to. And acclimatized isn't enough to describe what he's done, but because irrespective of any of the on-pitch performances, he's taken Valdebebas, which is the name of their training facility out by Madrid Barajas Airport. He's taken that place by storm, and it's to his great good fortune that Toni Kroos speaks English, Ancelotti speaks English, that Modric speaks English, that Tchouaméni has English diction as if he were a professor. It's a marvel to hear Tchouaméni speak. And there are others across the squad who have the Thibaut Courtois, who's now not a part of this season because of such a damaging knee injury. Obviously, he's extremely intelligent, extremely fluent in English, but Jude said in his presentation that he would attempt to immediately try and dominate Spanish.